Masechtas Harius, Daf Hey, two lines from the bottom of Daf Dalon on the base, and in the previous Mishnah we saw when there's a chiv to bring a parum davish l'tzibor, and our Mishnah will continue on this theme and will also tell us who is actually responsible to bring the parum davish l'tzibor. And our Mishnah begins and brings three shitas, the shita of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon, and the Mishnah states, Haru bezin v'asu kol hakol arub and alpia mevi'im par, that a bezin paskin incorrectly, and then all 12 Shvatim did an Isser based on the Psaka Bezin, or Rav of the 12 Shvatim did this Isser, then in regard to all Isserim in the Torah, what is a Chiyah to bring a carbon, so Bezin would be Chayah to bring a pile on Davish Latzibar, as we saw in Pashas Vayikra. However, if this Isser was a Vedizara, then based on the Psukim that we previously mentioned from Pashas Shilach, Bezin would be responsible to bring a pile of Ilah and a Sar Lachatas, and Rav may hold that this Chiyah is only on Bezin and not on the Tzibar, and the Mishnah continues and brings a Shita Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Imad Yud Beis Shvatim Mivin Yud Beis Parim Uvaviz Kachav Mivin Yud Beis Parim Vishneim Asasirim, that the Chiyav is on the Tzibur and not on Bezin, and if all 12 Shvatim followed the Psak of Bezin, so if they were even on other Yisur in the Torah, then each Shevet would have to bring a Parim Davashel Tzibur, and if all 12 Shvatim were even on Issav of Vidizara, then each Shevet would be Chayav to bring a Parlo Ila and a Sar Lachatos. And as Rashi states, that Rabbi Yehuda holds the Kol Shevet of Shevet Ikri Kol, and Vikasava and Rabbi Yehuda also holds Tzibur Mivi and Par Veloy Bezdin, and we continue on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah brings a third Shita, and the Mishnah brings a Shita Rab Shimon, as Rab Shimon Oimbe Yud Gimel Parim, Rab Vizkov Mishleisha Asa Parim, Vyud Gimel Sirim, as Par Visar Lachol Shevet Veshevet, Par Visar Lebezdin, Rab Shimon holds that the Chiv to bring a Parim Davishel Tzibur, or by Vizkovim to bring a Parim Sare, is not only on Bezdin like Rame holds, and it's not only on the Tzibur like Rabbi Yehuda holds, and instead the Chiv is both on Bezdin as well as the Tzibur, and therefore if there were even on any Issa in the Torah, then there would be a Chiyah to bring 13 Parim, as Bezdin would bring one Parim Davishel Tzibur, and then all 12 Shvatim would also bring their own Parim Davishel Tzibur, and similarly if they were even on the Issa of Avodah Zarah, then there would be a Chiyah to bring 13 Parim and 13 Sirim, and as Rashi states, V'tamar dekulim ufarash b'gemara, and before we continue, let us go back to Rashi on Daf Dalam Beis, where Rashi explains that how do we know about these Chavim that Bezim Mavim Parvisara, the Bavis Common by Ra, Parvisara Maisi, the Siv Pashlach Khanashim, Vichisishku, Vloisasu, Kalamitsa, the Hain Bavis Kavim, and when the Torah states as Kalamitsa, that refers to Havidizara, could Amal Kamar and Parakarakar Mashiach, and as we'll see in Daf Chasim and Aleph, Azim Mitzvah Shishkul, Kanega Kalamitsis, Havimiz Avis Kavim, Vixiv, Asukola Ida, Pabim Baka Echlo Igla, Lurech the Kurk Hashem, Women Chasim in the Sky, Kimishbat, Usir Izim Echo, the Chatas. And the Mishnah now continues that not only are the dinim of Parham Davishel Tzibur going to be applicable in a case where all 12 Shvatim or Rav of the 12 Shvatim did this Issa, but in addition, Haru Bezin v'asu Zayin Shvatim Aruban Alpien, then by regular Issa Mevi'im Par, Uvaviz Chavim Mevi'im Par Visarir, Divra Meir, and we may hold that the dinim of Parham Davishel Tzibur apply even when the 7 Shvatim did this Issa, or Rav of the Zayin Shvatim did this Issa, as long as it's also Rav of Klai Yisrael. And once again, Rav Meir Lishitasai holds that only Bezdin brings this par or brings the par visar. And the Mishnah continues and brings the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda ime zayin shvatim shechatum mevi'in zayin parim b'shach shvatim shleichatum mevi'in alidein par sha'af ilu shleichatum mevi'in alidein choitin. In this case, where there were 7 shvatim or rave of 7 shvatim that this is iser, then Rabbi Yehuda Lishitasai that holds that it's only the shvatim that bring this par. So once is a chiyuv for all of these zayin shvatim to bring a parum davishel tzibur, then the other 5 shvatim will also have to bring a parum davishel tzibur, and really there is no difference between this case and the previous case in the Mishnah. In both cases, ultimately, with Rabbi Yehuda, all 12 shvatim will have to bring a parum davishel tzibur, and by regular Yisurah, there will be a total of 12 parum, and by Vizkavim, there will be a total of 12 parum and 12 seirim. And keep in mind that Rabbi Yehuda actually argues with Meir, but again, another point, and as we will see in the Gemara, the Rabbi Yehuda actually holds that even if there would be only one shevet, that is Rav of Klai Yisrael that acts based on the Rav Bezdin HaGadol in Yishalayim, then for all Yisurim, all 12 Shvatim will have to bring a Parum Davishel Tzibur, and if there were even Issa that's relevant to Avodah Zarah, then there will be a requirement for all the 12 Shvatim to bring a Par La'ila and a Sar L'chatas, and there will be a total of 12 Parim, 12 Seirim. And Rashi says, V'ayidu d'kam Rav Meir Zayin, d'iyu b'iru b'mamish, k'am Rabbi Yehuda Nami. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda also speaks about a case with 7 Shvatim did this Isser, and the Mishnah continues with the sheet of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Oimer Ches Parim Uravigz Chavim Ches Parim V'Ches Seirim Par V'Sar L'Chol Shevet V'Shevet Par V'Sar L'Bezdin. That Rav Shimon L'Shitasai holds that the requirement is for Bezdin as well as the Shevet to bring their own par, and by Avodah Zarah their own par and sarah. Therefore, in this case of the Mishnah, where it was heard Bezdin V'Asu Zayin Shvatim by Reuben Al Piem, Bezdin would bring one par, and the Zayin Shvatim would bring seven parim, and if they did an Issa of Avodah Zarah, then they would each bring an additional sarah, and therefore, by regular Issa, there's a total of eight parim, by Avodah Zarah, there'll be a total of eight parim and eight seirim. And Rav Shimon argues on Rabbi Huda, and he holds that the other Shvatim that did not do the Issa would not be required to bring any karbonais. The Mishnah continues, Hayu Bezin Shlechem and Ashvatim, Va'asa Isaiah Shevet Al Pien, Oisha Shevet Uchayev, V'Shakal Ashvatim Paturin, Div Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda's Mechadish does that if one Shevet did an Issa, and they did so based on the Psak of their own Bezin, and it wasn't based on the Psak of the Sanhedrin Gedoyla in Yerushalayim, Rabbi Huda holds that only that Shevet would have to bring a Parhelm Davishal Tzibar, but the rest of the Shvatim would not have to bring a Parhelm Davishal Tzibar, as they didn't do the Issa based on the Psak of the Sanhedrin Gedoyla in Yerushalayim. However, the Mishnah states, V'cham Imrim, and the Cham Argin Rabbi Huda, and they hold, Ein Chayavim Ela Al-Royus Bezdin HaGadol Bilvad, that the only way that a Shevet or a Bezdin would be Chayiv to bring a Parhelm Davishal Tzibar is only when an Issa was done based on the Psak of the Sanhedrin Yerushalayim. And the Chacham explains, Shenemar, and is based on the Pasuk in Vayikra, but the gate of Parhelm Davishal Tzibar, where the Pasuk states, Vim Kol Das Yisrael Yishku, now Das Yisrael refers to Sanhedrin of Klai Yisrael. We learn out, V'loy Adas Issa Shevet, and the Chayiv to bring a Parhelm Davishal Tzibar will not be based on the Psak of a Bezdin of a Shevet. And as Rashi states, Adas Yisrael, Hainu Sanhedrin, Kloimus Sanhedrin Shel Yisrael, Hainu Bezdin HaGadol. And Rashi points out that according to the Chachamim, in a case where one Shevet relied on the Psak of their own Bezdin, then every single Yachid would have to bring a Paris Seira and would bring a standard carbon Chatos. And our Gemara begins, Tan Rabbanan, and the Gemara will bring a Braisa, and the first part of the Braisa will discuss a new matter and will not be relevant to our Mishnah. And then the rest of the Braisa will discuss the Shitais of the Tanoim that we just saw in our Mishnah. And this Braisa will be discussing the Pasuk in Vayikra, B'negeid Parhelm Davishal Tzibar, that states, V'noida Chatos HaShechotu Aleha, V'krivu HaKol Par Bebokal Chatos, V'viyu Oysa Lufnei Oyel Moed. The Braisa begins, Yadu Shahuru V'toru Mahoru, Yachliyu Chayobin, Tamlema V'noida Chatos, V'loishu Yaidu HaChoytin. And the Braisa is discussing a case where the Sanhedrin Paskin incorrectly that a specific type of Chalev was mutter to eat, and then based on a psak, Roiv of Klal Yisrael ate that type of Chalev. However, not only did Klal Yisrael eat that type of Chalev, but they also ate dam, and they ate dam b'shegeg, and not based on the psak of Bezdin. And then Bezdin realized that they made a mistake, but they weren't certain on which one they made a mistake, and if they made a mistake b'negeya Chalev or b'negeya dam. And although certainly we know that Klal Yisrael did two isurim, one is that they did b'shegus maisa, and one based on the Roya Bezdin. Therefore, the Pashas, it would seem that every single person Klal Yisrael would have to bring a Korban Chatos, then there would also be a Chiyav to bring a Parhelm Davishal Tzibar. However, the Braisa teaches us that since the Pasuk states V'Noidah Chatos, so the Braisa is telling us that in order to be Chayav a Parhelm Davishal Tzibar, you have to know which Chit you will live on based on the Roya and Psak of Bezdin. And since in this case they're not certain as to which of these items they ate based on the Roya Bezdin, so the Din of Parhelm Davishal Tzibar would not apply. And as Rashi points out, Tamalim v'noida achatos ashechatu aleha v'krivu, claim that it's tzarech sheyoida achatos sheyoidna mahiru im alacheil v'ayla adam v'loi sheyoidu achoytin v'loi sogi b'yidiyah d'choytin, that's not enough that they know that he did an issa da'af agav da'asu b'ayra da'manuf shachab minahu b'ayra hava da'achlu l'fayu chile v'adam afil rochi b'turin tzarech sheyuvu lehem o'isichet sh'asu b'ayra. The Braisa now continues to discuss the next words in the Pasuk, as the Pasuk states ashechatu aleha v'krivu akol. And the Braisa initially discusses the Shita Rabbi Huda, and this is the Makar for the Shita Rabbi Huda in our Mishnah, that each Shevet is chayav to bring a Parhelm Davishal Tzibar, and Bezdin would not bring a Parhelm Davishal Tzibar at all. And as the Braisa explains, Chatu Shnei Shvatim Mevi'in Shnei Parhelm, that if two Shvatim did the Chet, then they would have to bring two Parhelm, as the Chiyav is on the Shevet and not on Bezdin. And similarly, Chatu Shleisha Mevi'in Shleisha, that if three Shvatim did the Sisar, then they would bring three Parhelm. And as Rashi points out, V'hu Adin Nechi Chata Shevet Echad, Shemevi Par Echad, and the chiddush of Rabbi Huda is the shnei shvatim leisagidlu b'par echad, that it doesn't suffice to bring just one par when two shvatim did this iser. However, the Braisa states, "Oyeinoy alechatu shnei yichidim mevi'in shnei parim, chatu gimel mevi'in gimel." That maybe maybe the Torah is teaching us that if two Yechidim did an Issa based on a Rav Bezdin, then they would be chayav to bring a par. They wouldn't bring their standard carbon chatas where they could bring a kispa usaira. And two Yechidim did an Issa based on a Rav Bezdin, then they would each bring a par and they would be chayav to bring two parim. And if there would be three that did an Issa, then each Yechid would bring a par in place of their standard carbon chatas. And the Brisa explains that certainly that's not the din, as Talmud Lema HaKol, as the Pasuk states, Ve'kriwa HaKol, and therefore we learn HaKol Chayiv, and some agrees, Ve'in Yochid Chayiv, V'chol Kol V'chol Chayiv, and every single Kol, meaning every single Shevet, would be obligated to bring their own Parim Dov Shel Tzibur, and as the Brisa states, Ketzad, Chotu Shnei Shvotim, Mevi'in Shnei Parim, Chotu Zayin, Mevi'in Zayin, as we saw in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds, V'shash Shvotim Shlei Chotu, Mevi'in Alideyin, Par Par, Shafilo Ilu Shlei Chotu, Mevi'in Alideya Chotin, L'kachnem HaKol, L'chayiv HaKol Kol V'Kol, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and as Rashi states, L'chayiv HaKol Kol V'Kol, Shevet Echad Ikri Kol, Kenem Mefarash Taimel Kamon, as we will see a bit later. And the Brisa now continues to bring the Makar for the dinner of Rav Shimon, as Rav Shimon holds that not only would each Shevet bring a par, but Bezdin themselves would have to bring their own par. And as the Brisa states, Rav Shimon Oimer, Zayin Shvatim Shechotu, Mevi'in Zayin Parim, that each Shevet would have to bring their own par, who Bezdin Mevi'in Al Yedein Par, and the Makar for the dinner of Rav Shimon is Shenemel Mata Kol Benemel Maila Kol. In Pashas VaYikra in Perik Dalid Pasuk Yudalid, the Pasuk states VeKriu Akol, and the previous Pasuk in Pasuk Gimel, the Pasuk states VeMkol Dasisol Yishku VeNelam Dova Meini Akol. And Rav Shimon learns Xeir Shava that Makol Amol Maila Bezdin Imakol, just like in Pasuk Gimel when the Pasuk states VeNelam Dova Meini Akol, it's referring to Bezdin, and as Rashi explains that the Davayu Ksiv LeMaila Bezdin Imkol the Ksiv VeNelam Dova Meini Akol, the high me'ina haidu bezin, and is referring to the bezin of Klal Yisrael. Af kol ha'omolamato bezin ma'kol. So when the pasuk says that they have to bring a par and dovah shel tzibur, and the Torah uses the term ve'kriu akol, is not only referring to the shevet themselves, but it's referring to bezin as well. And the Brisa now continues to explain the makar for the shita rameir that we saw in our mishnah that rameir holds that only bezin brings a carbon, and the shevet doesn't bring a carbon at all. And the Brisa explains rameir imer zayin shvatim shechatu bezin mevin alidei and par v'him peturin, that only bezin will bring one parim davar shel tzibur, but the shevet themselves are all going to be potter. And the makar of Rameir is based on a similar gzeir shava that we saw from Rav Shimon, as Rameir explains nemakolamata v'nemakolamala makola amolamayla bezin v'leit tzibur, that just like when it states me'ini akol, it's referring to bezin and it's not referring to the tzibur at all. As Rashi points out that we previously learned that yirat tluyahi v'bezin v'leit v'kol that like siv v'nelam me'kol ala me'ini akol the mashman v'bezin shel kol v'leit mikol, and the pasuk refers specifically to bezin and not to each shevet. And similarly, afkol amulamato bezin v'leit tzibur, and in pasuk yudalid when the pasuk states v'kriu akol, it's referring to bezin bringing the parim dovah shel tzibur, and it's not referring to the kol at all. And the brisa continues and brings another halacha. Rav Shimon ben Elazar ima mishmai. Rav Shimon ben Elazar said over in the name of Rameir, chatu shish shvatim v'im rubi shel kol oizayin afal pishein rubi shel kol mavim par, that either six of the shvatim, which is roiv of Klal Yisrael, that did an issa based on a Rav Bezin, or if seven of the shvatim did an issa, and even though they were roiv of the shvatim, but they weren't roiv of Klal Yisrael, then in either case there would be chiyuv to bring a parim davar shel tzibur. Rav Shimon ben Elazar's mechadesh does, and in order to bring a parim davar shel tzibur, there's no requirement that roiv of Klal Yisrael as well as roiv of shvatim had to do this issa based on the psak of Bezin. The Gemara will now continue and explain the brisa, as Amar Mar we previously saw in the brisa that the pasuk states v'noyda achatos v'loishi yoydu achotin, and the Gemara asks Mantano, and who is the Tana of our brisa? And the Gemara explains Amar Mudur Mirav Itaim Rava the Loik Rabbi Elazar, that this is not going like the Shita Rabbi Elazar. And Rashi at the bottom of the right column brings the Akdama to the next part of the Gemara, and Rashi brings down a Mishnah Masechtas Krisos which teaches us that if chilav and noisa were in front of a person and the person eats either the chilav or noisa and he's not sure which one he ate, so Rabbi Elazar mechayev chatos. Rabbi Elazar says that Manashach is chayev to bring a carbon chatos, as either if he ate chilev or if he ate noisa, he's chayev to bring a carbon chatos. However, Bishua Paita, our Gemara now continues with Tanya, and we learned to the Braisa, Amr Abeleza, that Abeleza explained to Shita, that Manashach im chilev achel chayev, im noisa achel chayev, that it doesn't make a difference if he ate chilev b'shegeg or if he ate noisa b'shegeg. In either case, he's chayev to bring a carbon chatos, and therefore he has to bring a carbon chatos. And if so, similarly, Abeleza would state, b'negei the case of our Braisa, that since ultimately, Rav of Klal Yisrael relied on a psak of Bezdin in order to either eat chilev lev or to eat dam, so that it would be a chiyah to bring a parum davar shel tzibur. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rav, and some say it was Rava, that this brisa is not going like the shita Rabbi Lezer. And Rashi points out that the brisa continues that Amalei Rabbi Shua, that Rabbi Shua respond to Rabbi Lezer, harei oimah shechotaba, that the pasuk in the Gea carbon chata states the words ashechotaba, and we learn out ashiyodle b'may chata, that you have to know exactly what the chait was, since in this case he's not sure if he was even the iser chelev or of the iser neisa. So Rabbi Shua holds that he would not be able to bring a carbon chatos. And as Rashi continues, hachinami svirle Rabbi Lezer manushach im chelev achle bayram mevim par vim dav achle bayram mevim par vechelevim manushach. And therefore, in manushach there will be a chiyev to bring a parum davar shel tzibur. And our brisa is going like Rabbi Shua, that the pasuk tells us b'negei a parum davar shel tzibur v'neidah chatos v'leishi yedayah lachoitin, and there's a requirement that Bezdin has to know exactly the reason why they're bringing the parum davar shel tzibur, and they have to know exactly what their mistake was. However, the Gemara continues, Rav Ashi Amar, and Rav Ashi argues, and he states, Afilo Tim Rabbi Lezer, that we could also say that our brisa is going like Rabbi Lezer, and even though b'negei a regular chatos, Rabbi Lezer holds that in manushach they're going to be chayev a korban chatos. However, shani hachad dechsiv ashechato alea, but b'negei a parum davar shel tzibur, there's a special gzeiras hakasov that the Torah tells us that Bezdin has to know exactly the mistake that they made, and as Rashi says, the mashma yodel hem achet shechato lo val pi Bezdin. However, the Gemara continues and asks that hasan nami yoksiv that b'negei a regular chatos to pasuk in Pashva Yikra states I yodel of chatos ashechato ba, and the Torah it's also mashma that they have to know exactly the chet that they were over. However, Rabbi Ashi explains that Huyi Boyle, problem is Sasek, that we already use the words Ashechotaba to teach us that if someone was Misasek, then they would be potter for bringing a carbon chatos. And as Rashi explains, that since the Pasuk states the Lashon Ashechotaba, so it's mashma that the Miskavin last Sachet, problem is Sasek Bishabbos, Kagoin Shiniskavin, Hagbi Satolish, the Chotachem is Mechuba de Potta. And Rashi just points out, Al Misasek Bechalav Rayas Chayev Shekranena, Kedom Beperdal Mises, as we learned from Mesech the Sanhedrin. Before we continue with the next Gemara, let us point out that the Pesukim in the Gei Parum Davar Shel Tzibur state the word HaKol twice, as in Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Pasuk states Vim Kol Das Yisrael Yishku V'Nelom Dovim Me'ini HaKol, and then in Pasuk Yud Dalet, the Pasuk states V'Neidah HaChatos HaShechotu Olah V'Kriru HaKol Pa Ben Bokal HaChatos V'Avi Oysi L'Fnei Oyel Moed. And our Gemara continues to explain the Makar for the Shita Rabbi Huda that we saw in our Mishnah as well as in the Braisa. And as the Gemara continues, my time with Rabbi Huda, that what is the reasoning for the Shita Rabbi Huda? And the Gemara explains Kesava Bokalik CV, that he holds that from these two words of HaKol, you can learn four separate joshes. Rashi explains that the Pasuk could have said the word Kol and my HaKol, and why does it add in the Hey? We learn out two different joshes from each word HaKol, therefore we can learn out four different joshes. And Rashi points out that even though in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, the word HaKol is mentioned once again, as the Pasuk states, Chatas HaKolu, however Rashi explains, Chatas HaKol Leik HaChashiv, Leik Siv, Leik Bahirav, Leik Bakrava, and the Gemara points out Rabbi Yehuda has two mentions of the word HaKol, Sivi Kol HaKol and Kol HaKol, and Chav L'Chayiv HaKol Kol V'Kol, and one mention of Kol comes to teach us that every single Kol has to bring their own carbon, V'Chav L'Yirot Tluyo B'Bezdin U'Maisa Tali B'Kol, and as we learned to Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that the Pasuk states HaKol V'Asu, and we learned out HaYirot Tluyo B'Bezdin U'Maisa Tali B'Kol, V'Chav L'Gravira, and one mention of Kol is coming to teach us that even if the other Shvatim did not do the Chet, but since some of the Shvatim are bringing a carbon parum davar shel tzibur, so those Shvatim will also have to bring a parum davar shel tzibur. And as Rabbi Yehuda stated, Vishash Shvatim Shleichotum Avin Alidei and Parpar Shafilu Ilu Shleichotum Avin Alidei Achaitin. And finally, Vichad Leshevet Shasa by Ras Beis Dinai. And from the fourth mention of Kol, we learned that even if a Shevet did a Maisa Issa based on the Psak of their own Bezin and not based on the Psak of the Sanhedrin Yushlayim, that Shevet would still be Chayev to bring a parum davar shel tzibur. Gemara now continues, Rav Shimon, and according to Rav Shimon, who argues on Rabbi Yehuda, as Rav Shimon doesn't agree to the concept of Greira, and he also doesn't agree that Shevet She'asa Baruch Beis Dinai will be Chayiv, and the Gemara explains, as Tlasa Kali Ksivi, as Rav Shimon holds that there's only three extra words of Kol, HaKol, Kol, and HaKol. The reason why we don't have four drushes is because Be'ini HaKol, Ochid Ikraru, as by adding in the extra Hey, when the Pasuk states Be'ini HaKol, that's a normal way of a Pasuk, Keda Amri Inshi Me'ini Duplanya, just like people would say that something was hidden from the eyes of this person, even though they could have said me'ene planya, and therefore when the pasuk states me'ene akol, the he is not considered extra. And as Rashi points out, me'ene akol loyda shinim beitarti, the he l'shimushu da'asa, the ochid akor d'mishtrayachi, k'de amir inshi me'ene de planya hachanami me'ene hakol mashma me'ene shakol v'chadu. And Rashi continues avol v'kriva kol. When the next pasuk used the term v'kriva kol, so we do dashin that as two words, and dashinam betray the lichta kol v'kriva kol my hakol trey hatlas, and therefore we have a total of three extra lishoynes. And it seems a bit difficult to understand these words of Rashi, but ayin tesis dibo maskel v'rav Shimon plus a kolik cv, and he brings down yesh svarim degasi trey kol cv v'chinirio boilu meima dechad kol kule kol ochid kol v'chad kol dashinam kol hakol v'ayinu trey kol. And the Gemara now explains chad l'chayev hakol kol v'kol. From one of these terms, we learn that every single shevet is chayev to bring a parum dov shel tzibor, and then v'trey achuni there are another two terms of kol, and nem l'mata kol v'nem l'maila kol, and we learn exer shava between the two terms, and malalam bezin makol and afkan bezin makol, as we saw in the brisa. And this is the makor for the shita Rav Shimon, that not only does every shevet bring a parum dov shel tzibor, but bezin also brings a parum dov shel tzibor, as we saw in our Mishnah and the Brisa. Keep in mind that certainly Rav Shimon agrees that Ruah Tluya Bebezdin Umaisa Tali Bekol, and at the top of Daf Hei Amud Beis, the Gemara will discuss how Rav Shimon knows this idea. The Gemara now continues to discuss the Shita Rav Meir, and as we saw, Rav Meir holds that Bezdin brings the power of Dov Shel Tzibor, and none of the Shvatim bring the power of Dov Shel Tzibor. And the Gemara explains Rav Meir Kol HaKol Leidarish, Rav Meir doesn't dash in the words Kol HaKol, Hilkov Trey Kol Iksivi, and therefore Rav Meir only has two terms to dashin, and he needs both these terms in order to learn a zayir shava. And therefore, as we saw in the brisa, that we boilei l'nemel l'mata kol v'nemel l'mayla kol malalon bezdin v'leitzibor and afkan bezdin v'leitzibor. And once again, the Gemara in Daf Hei Amud Beis will point out how Rav Meir knows that he wrote to bezdin u'maisa tali b'kol. Finally, the Gemara discusses the shita Rav Shimon ben Elazar that we saw in the brisa, as Rav Shimon ben Elazar taught us, and in order to be chayiv a parum dov shel tzibor, there is a requirement to have roiv l'shvatim and roiv v'klal Yisrael do an Issa, and as long as either roiv l'shvatim did the Issa or roiv v'klal Yisrael did the Issa, then the obligation to bring a parum dov shel tzibor would apply. And the Gemara asks for Rav Shimon my taima, and what is the makar for the shita Rav Shimon? And the Gemara will bring its makar from the psukim in Pasha Shlach that discusses Bezdin that made a mistake regarding avodah zarah. That since the word me'ene is used, so it's mashma that even for me of Klal Yisrael would follow the mistaken psak of Bezdin b'negi avodah zarah, that they would still be chayav to bring a par and a sarir. And v'ksiv, and then two psukim later, the pasuk states kil chola am b'shkaga and l'meimer the ruba in miyutaloi, and it would be mashma that roiv akol had to do the sisar, and this chayav would not apply if it's only miyutakol. And even though the pasuk states kil chola am b'shkaga, but we have a general rule that Ruba Kikulai, and therefore the Chiyuv would apply as long as Rav Klal Yisrael served Avodah Zarah based on the Psak of Bezdin. And Lamaisa, there seems to be a steer between these two Psukim. Therefore, Rav Shimon ben Elazar explains how Ketzad Asuva Vein Ruba Shakal, that if six of the Shvatim, which were Rav of Klal Yisrael, did an Issa, or Zayin Afal Pishen Ruba Shakal, or there were seven of the Shvatim, which is Rav of the Shvatim that did an Issa, and even if it's not Rav of Klal Yisrael, then either scenario, Chayavin, that there would be Chiyuv to bring a par and sayer. We continue in Daf Hei Amud Beis, and the Gemara now asks that Bishleim according to Rabbi Yehuda, he had an extra word call in order to teach us Harot Tluya Bebezin Umaisa Tali Bekol, but Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Meir that Harot Tluya Bebezin Umaisa Tali Bekol Menalu, that was the Makar, and in order to be Chayiv a Param Dov Shel Tzibor, the Harot has to be done by Bezin, and the Maisa has to be done by the call. The Gemara states Amar Bayah the Amakra, as the Pasuk in Pasha Shlach states V'hoya Me'ine Ida Nesel Shkaga, and some agrees at Shetasa Shkogal Yidei Achirim, that people did an Issa through the psak of others. And as Rashi points out, the Haino Yidei Haraz Bezin, the Harot Tluy Bebezin, that although the Harot is Tluy Bebezin, but the actual Maisa Issa was done by the call and not by Bezin. And the Gemara continues, Rava Amar Milchola Am Bishkoga, that we learned the din of Harot Tluy Bebezin and Maisa Tluy Bekol from the Pasuk and Pasha Shlach that states Milchola Am Bishkoga, and therefore we see that's the entire nation that did this Issa Bishogeg based on the psak of Bezin, but it wasn't Bezdin that did the Sisar, and the only time there's a Chiv to bring a Parum Dov Shel Tzibor is only if the call did the Sisar based on the Psak of Bezdin. And our Gemara continues, Vitzricha, it really there's a need for both Abaya and Rava's Psukim, and the Ikos Rachmana Vahoyim Eina Eida Nesel Shkaga, as if the Torah would only mention the Pasuk that Abaya brought as his Bekar, Sahavimina Filumuta, then we would think that even if only the meat of the call did the Sisar, then there'd be a Chiv to bring the Parum Dov Shel Tzibor, Lachik Siv L'cholam Bishkaga, and therefore the Torah wrote L'cholam Bishkaga, that had to be at least Rav Atziba, because of L'cholam Mishkaga. b'shgaga, and if we would only have Rav's Makar of Kila Cholam b'shgaga, and have a mina ad of the Bezim Badi Ruba, then we would have a Habmina that the only time there's a Chiyu to bring a pound of a Shiltiba is only if Rav HaKol did Issa, and Bezim also did this Issa, and not only was Bezim involved in the Psak, but Bezim did this Issa as well, and Lahachi Ksiv Hoyim Me'ini Eid and Esther l'shgaga, and clearly we see that the ones that are doing the Issa are not the ones that Paskin, and it's only that the ones that did the Issa relying on the Psak of Bezim, and as Rashi points out, Shetasa Shkaga Yidei Achirim, the Rav Bilvad, Tluya Bezim, as long as Rav HaKol did the Issa, that even if Bezim did not do the Issa at all, you are still Chiyuv to bring a Parah Dov Shel Tzibor. And the Gemara continues, V'alki Ksivi Hanikroi, Ba'vez Kechav Mu Dechsivi, that L'chir, both the Pasuk of Abai and Rava are both Psukim and Pasha Shlach, that is discussing with the Tzibor was Eva on Avodah Zarah, based on the Psak of Bezim, and they will bring a Parah and a Sarer. And L'chir, how can you learn from those dinim to the dinim that are relevant to all the mitzvahs in the Torah? The Gemara answers, Yalfinu Me'inei Me'inei, that we compare both of these dinim based on the fact that we have a Gzeir Shavah for the words Me'inei, as the Pasuk bin Gael, all other mitzvah states, Vim Kala Das Yisrael Yishku V'Nalom Dova Me'inei Akol, and the Pasuk bin Gael V'Yidazara states, V'Hoye Me'inei Eida, and therefore we can compare the dinim that stated bin Gael V'Yidazara to the dinim that is stated bin Gael all other mitzvahs in the Torah. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, and we saw Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, as Rabbi Yehuda taught us, Hayu Bezin Shalechem and Ashvatim V'Asa Isa Shevet Alpien, Oisa Shevet Uchayev V'Shakal Ashvatim Maturin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, V'Chamayim In Chayav V'Ali Rois Bezin Agad Bavad, Shenem V'Vim Klad Esachal Yishku V'Loy Adasa Isa Shevet. And let's keep in mind that Rabbi Yehuda's halacha was stated in a scenario where Shevet did an Issa based on a mistaken psak of their personal Bezin and not of the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim, and therefore our Gemara is, Iboilu Shevet Echal Rabbi Yehuda by Rois Bezin Agad Mi Maisu Shashvatim Oiloy, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if there's a Shevet that does an Issa and they did this based on the psak of Bezin Agad in Yerushalayim, then although certainly that Shevet would have to bring a Parah Dov Shel Tzibor, but would Rabbi Yehuda say that all the other Shvatim would have to bring a Parah Dov Shel Tzibor, and ultimately 12 Parim would be brought? Keep in mind that we already spoke about this when we learned our Mishnah, and let us point out that in the middle case of the Mishnah, where it was Hayu Bezin V'Asu Zayin Shvatim by Reuben Alpien, then Rabbi Yehuda stated Zayin Shvatim Shechotim Mevin Zayin Parim, V'Shash Shvatim Shleichotim Mevin Alidei Impar, Sha'af Elu Shleichotim Mevin Alidei Chaitin, and our Gemara explains the Shaila as Mi Amin on Shiva Shvatim, who Maisi Shash Shvatim Badayu Mishum De Ikaruba, that maybe the only time that we say that there's a din of Greira is only where Rav the Shvatim did the Issa, or Rav Klai Yisrael did the Issa, Avachad Shevet De Lekaruba Loi, and if it would be only one Shevet that did the Issa, then since it's not Rav the Shvatim that did the Issa, and only that Shevet would bring a Parah Dov Shel Tzibor, not the rest of the Shvatim, or would we say that as long as one Shevet did an Issa based on the Psak of the Sanhedrin Yerushalayim, not only would that Shevet bring a Parah Dov Shel Tzibor, but all the 12 Shvatim would have to bring a par? The Gemara continues, Toshma, let us bring a Raya from the following Braisa. As the Braisa states, Mahim Mevin Par Echad, Rav Shimon Oimer Shnei Parim, and the Gemara will now try to understand this Braisa, as B'mai Eskina was Braisa referring to, as Ilema Shechatu Shiva, as if you will say that the Braisa is referring to a case with seven of the Shvatim did the Sisar, and the Tanakama is the Shita Rameo who holds that only Bezim brings a Palam Dov Shel Tzibor, and that's why he holds that Mevim Par Echad. But certainly that can't be the case of the Braisa, as Rav Shimon Tamnibai, that according to Rav Shimon, there would be a requirement to bring a Parim, as Rav Shimon holds that Bezim would bring one Par, and the seven Shvatim would bring their own Paris. Therefore, the Gemara explains, El Dechot Shevet Echad, so it must be the Braisa is talking about a case where only one Shevet did an Issar, and the Gemara points out, Uvamai, and what is the case that we're referring to, as Ibai Raz Beisinai, as if we're talking about a scenario where this Shevet relied on the Psak of their own Bezdin, and the Tanakama would be the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, who hold that that Shevet would bring one Par, but certainly that can't be the Pshat in the Braisa, as Rav Shimon Lesley, as Rav Shimon disagrees with this din of Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds that if a Shevet did an Issa based on the Ra of their own Bezdin, that the din of Parim Dov Shel Tzibor doesn't apply, and every Yachid would have to bring their own Korban Chatas of the Kispa Usaira, as Rashi explains that certainly Rav Shimon cannot hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the Lo Meyasele Kol Lo Ros Beis Dinai, as he doesn't have the extra word Kol in order to teach us that if a Shevet relied on the Psak of their own Bezdin, that it would be a Chiv to bring a Parah Dov Shel Tzibor. And the Gemara continues and explains Allah by Ros Bezdin Agadol, and it must be that it was one Shevet did an Issa based on the Ra Bezdin Agadol Yerushalayim, the Tanakam money. And the Gemara asks that who is the Tanakam in this Braisa that holds that it would be a Chiv to bring Parachod, as E name of Rameya Haruba Boy, that certainly the Tanakama can't be going like the Shita Rameya, who holds only Bezdin brings brings a par, as Rabbi Meir requires that Rav the Shvatim have to do an Isra in order for there to be a Chiyuv for Bezdin to bring a par of Davar Shel Tzibur, and therefore certainly it can't be the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Therefore, the Gemara states, Elav Rabbi Yehuda, and it must be that the Tanakam of this Braisa is going like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. We have a riot that Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if a Shevet is Chata, Al Pida Ra or Bezdin Al Gadol Yerushalayim, and only that Shevet would bring a par of Davar Shel Tzibur, and the Din of Greiru would not apply, and the rest of the Shvatim would not have to bring a par of Davar Shel Tzibur. Keep in mind, that would make sense that Rav Shimon Imesh Shnei Parim, Rav Shimon would hold that since one Shevet was Chata, Al Pira Ras Bezdin Al Gadol Yerushalayim, so that Shevet would have to bring a par of Davar Shel Tzibur, and Bezdin would also have to bring a par of Davar Shel Tzibur, which is of course a Shita Rav Shimon, as number one, Rav Shimon never holds of the concept of Greira, and number two, Rav Shimon holds that Bezdin as well as the Shevet brings a carbon. And when the Gemara continues that from this Braisa, you can't bring a Raya, as Amri, as we could explain, that Hachar Mayitzkin and Kagun Shechatu Shishi Shvatim Vein Rubin Shekal, Rav Shimon Ben Elazi, that this Braisa is going according to the Shita Rav Shimon Ben Elazi, and Rav Shimon Ben Elazi holds like the Shita Rav Meir, that once it's a Chiyuv to bring a Param Davar Shel Tzibur, it's only Bezdin that will bring the Param Davar Shel Tzibur. And the Braisa is talking about a case where six of the Shvatim did an Isser, and they were Rav at a call, and therefore there's a Chiyuv to bring a Param Davar Shel Tzibur, but that Param Davar Shel Tzibur is only brought by Bezdin, and that's why the Tana Kama states that it will be only a Chiyuv to bring one par. And Lachari, if six of the Shvatim did this Isser, then why would Rav Shimon say that they're only Chiyuv to bring two parim? As Lachari, Rav Shimon holds that Bezdin brings a par as well as each Shevet, and therefore in this case there should be a Chiyuv to bring seven parim. However, Rashi holds that even though Rav Shimon holds that Shevet Echad Ikri Kol, that's only Kagun Shechatu Shiv Shvatim Vein Rubin Shel Kol, the Chiyav Ruba Begavri Rubin Shvatim, who the maybe Pile Chol Shevet Shevet, who Pile Bezdin. That's the only time that Rav Shimon says is Din, that Bezdin has to bring a par as well as every single Shevet, is only when we have both Maglois, that there was Rav Akal that did this Isser, and it was also Rav the Shvatim that did this Isser. However, since the Brice is talking about a case where either only six of the Shvatim did this Isser, and they were Rav the Kal, or there was seven Shvatim that did this Isser, but they weren't Rav the Kal, but Kivin Delav Ruv Begavri Ruv Beshvatim, but since you don't have Tatla Tivusa, and you don't have both Raven Gavri and Raven Shvatim, Kechat Shevet Damu, so Rav Shimon considered them like one Shevet, Umavim Par Echad, and therefore they would only bring one par for all of these Shvatim, Upala Bezdin, and then there would be a second par on Davar Shel Tzibur that is brought by Bezdin. And the Gemara now continues Tashma, and we will now bring a Raya from a Braisa that specifically tells us that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if one Shevet does an Issa, but they did so up here, Ras Bezdin Agadol Yerushalayim, then all of the Shvatim will also have to bring a par on Davar Shel Tzibur. As the Braisa states, Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Shevet Sha'asa by Ras Beis Dinai, Oysa Shevet Chayev Shakal Shvatim Peturin, that's only where a Shevet or Rav of a Shevet did an Issa based on the Rav, the own Bezdin, that Shevet would be Chayev, but the rest of the Shvatim would be Pata. However, Ras Bezdin Agadol, Afilu Shash Shvatim Chayobin, Shmar Minoah, and there's a good Raya. And the Gemara continues, Amar Vashi, Masi Sinami Deka, that from our Mishnah, it's also Meduik like this, Diktani, as our Mishnah stated, Va'asa Isa Shevet Apiem, Rabbi Huda holds, Isa Shevet Chayev, Vishakal Shvatim Peturin, and Lamalu Miste, Vishash Shvatim Peturin, and why did the Mishnah have to say that the rest of the Shvatim are Pata, Hatana Isa Shevet Chayev, Nikivin the Tana Isa Shevet Chayev, and once the Mishnah told us that that Shevet would be Chayev to bring a pound of Shelsiba, Mimeli Adana, the Shash Shvatim Peturin, so we would already know that the rest of the Shvatim would be Pata, Al Hakamashblan, it must be that the Mishnah adds in these words in order to teach us that it's only by Ras Beis Dinai who the Shash Shvatim Peturin, Al by Ras Bezdin Agadol, Afilu Shash Shvatim Chayavin, and once again the Gemara ends off Shma Mina. The Gemara now continues, Iboilu, and the Gemara will have a Shaila that will be relevant to the Shita of Rav Shimon, as our Mishnah taught us that in the case where the Zion Shvatim Shechatu, the Rav Shimon held that Ches Parim of Aviz Chavim, Ches Parim v'Ches Irim, the Rav Shimon held that all the Shvatim would have to bring their own par, and Bezdin would also bring a par of Davar Shel Tzibur. And our Gemara is, according to Rav Shimon, Shevet Echad Sha'asa Baras Beis Nagadol, Rav Shimon Mi Maisi Eloi, that if one Shevet would do an Issa based on the Psak of Beis Nagadol, would there be a requirement for the Shevet to bring a par of Davar Shel Tzibur or not? And some agree Kishamin Rav Shimon Shiva, that maybe the only time that Rav Shimon said his din is only once Rav the Shvatim did an Isser, then all of the Shvatim that did an Isser would have to bring a par on Davar Shel Tzibur. But if less than Rav the Shvatim did an Isser, then maybe the din of a par on Davar Shel Tzibur do not apply. The Gemara continues, Tashma, let us bring a Raya from the Braisa that we previously saw. As the Braisa stated, Mahim Avi and Par Echad, Rav Shimon Aimesh Shnei Parim. And the Gemara points out that if Rav Shimon only said his din when seven of the Shvatim did this Isser, then Shnei Parim, then how could it be that Rav Shimon would hold that there's only requirement requirement to bring two parim, if shmoyin de parim bayi, if the minimum would be that there's a requirement to bring at least eight parim, as there has to be at least seven shvatim that are bringing a par, and then Bezdin would bring another par for a total of eight parim. Therefore, the Gemara explains, al de chata shevet echad, so it must be that the case of the Braisa is where only one shevet did the Issar, and the Rumai, and what was the case, ilema bayi was based inai, and if you're going to say that one shevet did this Issar based on a Rav, their Bezdin, as we explained previously, Rav Shimon Lesley, that Rav Shimon doesn't agree to the Shita Rav Yehuda, in that case, there would not be a chiyuv to bring a pound of a shel tzibor, el baras bezdin agadol, and it must be that's talking about a case where one shevet did an isser based on the psak of bezdin agadol, and we see that Rav Shimon would hold that there's a chiyuv for the shevet to bring a pound of a shel tzibor, as well as bezdin to bring a pound of a shel tzibor, and that's why Rav Shimon imesh shnei parim, and therefore we would have a raya to the shayla of the Gemara that shevet echad she'asa baras bezdin agadol, that according to Rav Shimon that they would bring a pound of a shel tzibor, and what the Gemara explains that this can't be pshat in the Braisa, as with Tisbra, that according to the way you want to explain the Braisa, Tana Kama money, then which Tana is the Tana Kama this Braisa that stated that it will bring one par, as I Rameya Haruba Bayi, that if it's going according to Rameya, Rameya hold that the only way that it will be a Chiyah to bring a pound of a Shel Tzibor is only if Reva the Shvatim did the Issa, and over here there was only one Sheva that did the Issa, and certainly there would not be a Chiyah of a pound of a Shel Tzibor, and I Rabbi Huda, Shah Shvatim Nami Maisu, and you can't explain that Tana Kama is going like the Shita Rabbi Huda, as we previously saw, Shmami Na, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that once a Shevet did an Issa based on the Ra, Bezdin HaGadol and Yishalayim, then there would be a Chiyah for all the Shvatim to bring a par. Rabbi Yehuda would hold that there's a requirement for 12 parim. And because of this question, so we see that this price is not talking about a case where one Shevet did this Issa, and we can't bring a Raya what the Shita Rabbi Shimon would be in that case. Some are Gurus, as we were Gurus, three lines from the wide lines of the Gemara, that Hachamai Skin and Kagun Shechatu Shisha Shvatim Ve Rubishakal, and the Tanakam of this Braisa is Rav Shimon ben Elazihi, the Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, Rav Shimon ben Elazihi, Imam Mishmai, Chatu Shisha Vein Rubi Shokol, Ashiva Alpha Pisha in Rubi Shokol, Mavim Par, and that's why the Tanakam of this Braisa states, Mavim Par Echad, and Rav Shimon argues on the Tanakama, and he holds that they will bring Shnei Parim, as Rashi previously explained, that since we don't have Tati Lutivusa, and we don't have Reva Shvatim, and Reva Kol, so therefore we look at this as one call, even though either six Shvatim did the Sisar, and it was Reva Kol, or there was seven Shvatim that did this Issa, but it wasn't Reva Kol, it would only be a Chiyah for Bezdin to bring one Parim Dav Shel Tzibor, and the Tzibor would have to bring another Parim Dav Shel Tzibor for a total of two Parim. The Gemara continues, Tashma, and the Gemara will now bring a Raya that Reb Shimon holds, that even though only one Shevet did an Issa, but he did this Issa based on the Psak of Bezdin HaGadol Yishlayim, that the Shevet would be Chayah to bring a Parim Dav Shel Tzibor. This Raya will be for our Mishnah, and our Mishnah first brought the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that Hayu Bezin Shel Echem and Ashvatim Va'asa Issa Hashevet Al Pien, that if one Shevet was Oivar and Issa based on the Psak of their own personal Bezdin, Rabbi Yehuda held Issa Shevet Uchayev Shakal Ashvatim Pturin. Our Gemara continues and quotes the Shita of the Chachamim, that if Chacham Oimim in Chayovin El Al Reus Bezin Agadu Bilvad, that a single Shevet would not be Chayev based on the Psak of their own Bezdin, and the only way that they would be Chayev only if they did an Issa based on the Psak of the Bezin Agadu Yushalayim. And the Gemara points out, Man Chachamim, that who are the Chachamim of our Mishnah, as Ivle Marameya, as certainly it can't be the Shita Rameya, as Ruba Boyi, and as we explained previously, the Rameya holds that the only time the Chiyuv of Parim Dav Shel Tzibor would apply is only if Rav the Shvatim did the Isser, and El Allah Rav Shimon he Yishma Amina, and it must be the Rav Shimon is the Chachamim in our Mishnah, and we see the Rav Shimon holds that even if only one Shevet did an Isser, but he did so based on the Psak of Bezna Gadol Yishlaim, then the Shevet would be Chayev to bring a Parim Dav Shel Tzibor. And keep in mind that since we're going according to the Shita Rav Shimon, then not only would the Shevet have to bring a par, but Bezdin would also have to bring an additional par. And Rashi points out, Almo ki oma Shevet Echad ikrikal, afilu ki chata Shevet Echad kemrubin damu, umevim par upala Bezdin, as we explain. And Rashi recaps the Shita Rav Shimon, v'hachi sfir le Rav Shimon, dehechad ikrubi begavri v'rubi b'shvatin, then mevim par l'chol Shevet, and certainly Bezdin would also bring a par on Davashel Tzibor, al hechad dechata shisha v'hin ruban, oi shiva v'in ruban, k'shevet echad damu, umevim par upala Bezdin, and it would only be a chiyah to bring two pares, and this then would also apply even if there was only one shevet that did the sisser, and it did so based on the Ra Bezdin HaGadol Yishlayim, that it would be a chiyah for that shevet to bring a par, and Bezdin would also bring an additional par, and we will stop over here.